This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. It's called a top kill, and today BP began its latest attempt to shut off the well that's spewing oil and gas into the Gulf of Mexico. The idea is to fill the well with heavy drilling fluid, a mixture of clay and chemicals. BP says the top kill procedure is going as planned so far, but it will be at least a day before they know whether the fluid has overwhelmed the force of oil and gas fighting its way up the well. As NPR's Richard Harris tells us, BP began the top kill around 1 p.m. local time, soon after getting the green light from the federal government.
They started pumping this so-called mud down from ships on the surface, 5,000 feet from there down to the blowout preventer on the seafloor, and then they pumped it into a couple of three-inch lines that lead into there and just started pumping and pumping and pumping.
Explain the complications that could be involved in this top kill procedure, Richard.
Well, this is really an art, not a science. Top kills have been used in other circumstances. Sometimes they work, sometimes they don't. And so the trick is sort of figuring out what the unique situation is. BP has actually assembled a huge team of people in Houston, including experts from rival oil companies. There's federal scientists, folks from the national laboratories, other folks from the oil services industry. And they've been trying to think this through as carefully as they can. But they really don't have a complete set of information. So there's some tricky things. And I think the nightmare scenario is if they put too much pressure down the hole, they could actually blow out the well down lower. They could actually shear through some of the metal that's now holding the well together below the surface. And if that happens, then the oil will no longer be coming up through the blowout preventer. It'll be coming up through the ground. And basically, at that point, if that were to happen, all they could really do is wait for that relief well to be drilled, which won't be till August. So they don't want to go there.
Richard, I mentioned that BP says it could be a day or more before they know whether this worked, right?
That's right. And I think that's because they're trying not to do things too fast here. They want to make sure they're avoiding that catastrophe. And I've started to think of it as sort of an arm wrestling match. You've got, on the one hand, you've got the force of the oil and gas coming up from below, and they're sort of wrestling against that with the heavy fluid from above. And they want to ease that arm onto the table. They don't want to slam it down and create any really upsetting problems.
BP at first said that it was going to shut off the live video feed of the geyser during the top kill, and then it relented when Congressman Ed Markey of Massachusetts complained. I've been looking, as we speak, at this live cam from the ocean floor, and I'm seeing what looked like three jets of oil and gas that now looks very muddy. Is that right?
That's right. Those jets actually are at the very top of the blowout preventer. It's the riser pipe, this huge 21-inch pipe, which kinked over at that point. And so what we're seeing is actually this pipe is getting worse and worse with time. And what you're seeing come out of there is some of the drilling fluid that's squirting out. And you can see it in the background settling onto the ocean floor around it. You obviously, when you're pumping in fluid into a situation like this, some will go up into the holes that are there and some will go down. And the hope is that more will go down than go up over time. So, but that's a very vivid and must be a pretty scary picture to the engineers who are watching this situation, because they know that the drilling mud is likely to make those holes worse and worse over time. And basically, that's what they're racing against, is watching those holes get bigger. And they want to make sure that they get the top kill done, if possible, before those holes sort of become the main vent for this drilling fluid.
Right. And if the top kill doesn't work, Richard, what's next?
Well, standing by, they do have another gizmo that they hope will gather up the oil and gas. What they will do is take one of these remotely operated submarines, chop off the riser pipe with a saw, and then lower this thing on. They hope it can essentially draw the oil up to the surface. They've tried a couple of other times to do that. The other ones haven't worked that well, but third time, maybe they'll have the kinks worked out.
Okay. And NPR's Richard Harris, thanks so much.
My pleasure.